Our gospel lesson for this evening comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, and 16 through 21. Out of reverence for God's holy word, would you please stand for the reading? Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners so that they may be seen by others. But truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Some of you know that I have two brothers. I'm the middle child of a household full of boys. Now, I believe that there is a very special place in heaven for the mother of three boys. And my mother is certainly a saint. She did an amazing job raising my brothers and I. But growing up in a household full of boys, there are just certain activities that we were not very interested in. Instead of shopping, we would rather be playing sports. Instead of dressing up, we would rather be in the dirt. And instead of going to musicals or plays, we would rather watch the UGA football team play. And this seemed like a great system to me until I reached high school and realized that girls were more interested in shows than they were in sports. I can still remember going to the first ballet that I've ever remember being at. And we got all the way to intermission, and I looked next to me and said, "When are they going to start talking? I have no idea what's going on." But I've come a long way since that day. I've learned a lot about performances. And my wife, Emily, who is also a saint, has taught me much about she's taught me to grow and appreciate such performances. And so now I notice something different when intermission comes around. The lights go on, the actors walk off the stage, and I find myself exiting a world of make-believe, and I'm back into the real world. But for a brief period of time, I was in another place. One of the beautiful things about performances is that they have a set end time. You know, as a member of the audience, that when you walk in, you can immerse yourself in this story. You can be invested in it, but once the curtain closes and the show is over, You can step away and walk out of the land of make-believe back into the real world. I can only imagine that for an actor, it would be amazing to get to walk in someone else's shoes, to live another life for just a few hours, knowing that at the end of the day, you'd be able to go back to your own life and do your own thing. The gospel lesson that we read this evening is a story all about performances and about actors. We read a passage that's an excerpt from the Sermon on the Mount, and over again, we heard Jesus say, "Do not be like those hypocrites." And when we hear those words, we have all of these 21st century connotations and understandings about what it means to be a hypocrite, especially here in the church. But when Jesus used that word, it didn't have all of these different ideas surrounding it. The word simply meant actor. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being an actor, but rather Jesus is making a point that our faith is not something that we can walk into for a set period of time, enter into a land of make-believe, and when worship is over, we leave, and we can leave that aside. Eugene Peterson, in his paraphrase of the Bible, The Message, quoted Jesus this way: "Be especially careful when you're trying to be good so that you don't make a performance out of it. It might be good theater, but the God who made you won't be applauding." Our faith is not a show that should be performed. Our faith is a lifestyle that we are supposed to live. And in order to avoid this performance mentality, Jesus tells us, when you're giving, do it in secret. Don't let others see you. When you pray, close the door behind you. Go into a closet. If you're going to fast, make sure you clean up and you look good so that nobody knows you're fasting. It seems that he's making a distinction between public worship and private worship. But that's not quite the case. It's fine to worship in public. In fact, good, it was assumed that you'd be doing these things. Jesus is making a distinction in the motivation behind your worship. There's nothing wrong with performing these rituals. It's when the rituals become a performance that we're in trouble. The distinction Jesus is making is our motivation. Is our faith about finding affirmation in other people, or is our faith about finding approval from God and acceptance from God? This passage calls us to repentance, not of just the things we do, but why we do the things that we do. Jesus ends this passage by talking about where our heart is, because the location of our heart shows our true motivation. Where your treasure is, there your heart is. Elsewhere in the gospel, Jesus tells us it's out of the abundance of our heart that our mouth speaks. Our heart is the source of our motivation. I like to think that the psalm that we read earlier was ringing in Jesus' ear when he talked about the location of our heart. Hear some of these words again. "Create a clean heart for me, God. Put a new faithful spirit deep inside me. You don't want sacrifices. If I gave you an entirely burnt offering, you wouldn't be pleased. A broken spirit is my sacrifice, God. You won't despise a heart that's broken and crushed." God doesn't want an actor. God wants what actually matters, God wants your heart. And on Ash Wednesday, we have an opportunity to get our heart right with God. We have an opportunity to make some sacrifices so that we can emphasize the love of God and grow in our relationship with God. And so this night is not about ritual and about going through the motions. Although these are important, this night is about being earnest and authentic in our worship of God so that we can remember to always love God first. We're going to impose the ashes on your forehead in the sign of a cross. And as we do, you'll hear the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And these words give us an opportunity to remember our brokenness. They give us an opportunity to remember all the times we failed to love God first. All the times that we've failed to live up to the calling that God has placed upon our life. Maybe just a time to remember how many times life has beat us up. But in the midst of all of these thoughts, we have the chance to change what actually matters. We have a chance to change the one thing that God, who sees in secret, what he sees more clearly than anything else. We have the chance to change our heart. So may you realize that your faith is not a performance. And may you come forward this evening with an earnest desire to draw near to God. And may you take this time to allow God to create in you a clean heart. Amen.